Okay, our goal today is to introduce the Malacha of Dash and address the first basic question of how that definition of the Malacha plays out Halacha L'maisa. Next week, in Mirtz Hashem, will be the discussion about Cholev, which, as we know and we'll see, it's certainly, according to many, a Toldah of Dash. And the following Sugya, which will be after Sukkot, please God, will be about Schitas Peros and Schitas Begadim in that topic. Okay. Last time, we spoke about the idea of Meleches Machsheves and the idea that the Mishkan is the model for all Melachos. What's not so clear is which Pratim, vis-a-vis the Melachos, are learned from Mishkan. So one area in which this question comes up is in the Malacha of Dash, right at the outset. The Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda have a machlokas whether or not Dash is from Gidulei Karka, or even things which are not Gidulei Karka are going to be subject to the Malacha of Dash. And that's what the Gemara in Ayin Hey says, that the Chachamim are only chayv you once on the Ptzias Chila zone because of the Tzeda, but not because of the Dash, because Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, Rabbi Yehuda says twice, because Yesh Disha B'Gidulei Karka. So what are they arguing about? L'chora, what they're arguing about is whether or not this dimension of the Malacha, meaning the fact that in the Mishkan it was done, let's say follow Rashi, for the Samamonim, that Disha of these, of the stalks with the kernels in them, in the pods, whether that prat carries over, or no, that's just the model that exists in the Mishkan, but that's not necessarily overall category. Some of you saw, I didn't see it inside, but Rav Avadya quotes it, Rav Avram ben Arambam. I didn't see the Rav Avram ben Arambam inside, but he mentions that it's only, Rav Avadya quotes it from him, that it's only in the realm of toldas that we dispense with the Gedulei Karka. Tosfos and Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that we saw asks on Rashi from the Gemara in Sadehe Amud Aleph, how could Choli Pchai Mishum Afarik, yet cow was not Gedulei Karka? So the Ramban there on Sadehe, I don't know if everybody saw, the Ramban gives multiple answers. The Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin assumes, at least according to the Magen Mishnah, assumes that we paskin like the Chachamim, that there's only dash when there's Gedulei Karka, but we, for this purpose, can consider behemoths to be Gedulei Karka the same way that we do for purposes of Maaser Sheni. So the question of whether or not dash is only when there's Gedulei Karka or even not Gedulei Karka, does depend on the issues that we spoke about last time about Mibishkan Yalfinan. To what extent is every Malacha patterned narrowly after the Mishkan, or is it just apply more broadly? And we'll talk about these as we go along, not so much today, but just that idea. Next week we can talk about Cholev, of course, that's the primary issue.
And also another question we brought up in the previous year, which is, are the toldos,
how narrowly... How kayotz behen are the toldos, exactly. So that's one of the things that I think Rav Avadya and that should raise. The Rambam, exactly, and that's what some of the Achronim are dealing with. Well, if Avraham is correct, so then there's discussion. Well, maybe not all toldos are like that, and therefore maybe it wasn't brought up as a non-toldos saying kiyotz ben point. Right. Exactly that. Oh. So the question is, what is the Malacha of Dash? So in the Mishkan, so they were growing seeds. Let's assume that had to do with Samanim. So not like the Gaonim, who assumed that maybe it had to do with the bread, so then they were actually growing wheat. But these seeds, naniach, or at least in the wheat case, if you're using that as an extension, they have stalks. The wheat grows in a stalk. At the top of it, there's a bulb. Now, the thing is, shibolus is hard to define, because shibolus may refer to the whole stalk, or it may just refer to the top. We saw that there are two different potential applications of that word, shibolus. At the top of the stalk is a bulb, a kernel, which is surrounded by a husk or a hull. So the way that traditionally people would do the Malacha of Dash was that they would take a whole lot of grain, put it on the floor, and have animals come and stamp on it. And by doing that, you would crush this tevuah, you would by crushing the ochel, it would separate from the psolus. It would be extracted both. It would break off of the shaft at the bottom, and it would also be dislodged and extracted from within the chaff. And then you would do zoreh, and you would throw it up. So the Rabbeinu Chananel here on Daf Ayin Dalet, it's printed on Ayin Dalet in our Gemaras, he says that the definition of dash is being mefarik ochel hamechuberes lepsolas umechinas lebreira. You are lefarik, modern Hebrew means to extract, but you are extracting ochel that is connected to psolas. And there is a little bit of discussion of Rishonim in Achronim about whether or not it has to be connected or not. Let's see, and the Taz mentions that question. But the Rabbeinu Chananel then says, Umechinasan lebreira, and prepares it for boer. So that's one way of looking at the Malach of Dash, that it's a preparatory stage for boer. Boer is selecting, where you actually separate from the mixture. Imagine Dash as you have cracked off the connection, the natural connection between the psolas and the ochel. But even though they're cracked off, it is extracted one from within or from the connection to the other, they're still ma'urav together, they're still mixed together. And that's why you need to do zoreh, borer, or marakid. Because you have a mixture, that mixture is the product of dash, but then you have to separate it out. A second way of looking at the malacha of dash is based on Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis and Rashi on Sadihei Amud Aleph. And if you look in the Eish el Avram, in the Prima Gadim, in his Hakdama to Simen Shin Chaf, Orachaim Shin Chaf, Prima Gadim Eish el Avram Aleph, he points out that one definition is that the Ochel is within the Psolus. It's not connected to the Psolus. It is within the Psolus. It's not Mechubar. It is surrounded by the Psolus. An example of that, if we go back to the Cholev Mishum Dash, is that the milk is pakid va'akir, it is surrounded by the udder, it's not connected to the udder. And when you remove that which is inside the ochel from the psolus, so you have violated the malach of Dash. You have the kernel inside of the hull. When you step on it and you break out the kernel from the hull, that is the malach of Dash. Extracting something from within something else. Yeah?
You are clearly very good at the Lashonos of chaff and husk and all these. There's an udder, and then what? How do you get the milk out? What is that piece called?
I don't know all the mitzvahs of the Cholev.
Okay.
Meaning?
This is just, I'm sorry, we aren't sure what they call it.
I think there are nodes in the udder. The nodes are the tunnels that have the milk.
Nodes?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. We have to look it up. Anyway. And then there's a third way of looking at dash, as everyone saw, and that is the way that the Ran understands dash. It's not the only one, but this is the Ran's articulation. We saw it also mentioned in the Ramban. The Ran, in that Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis that Tosfos is dealing with about Shada Pisa Bedikla, where the guy threw the clod of earth on the date tree and it caused the dates to fall and scatter. So the Ran says that the problem with dash in that context is where you have a branch of tamarim. The tamarim are on a cluster. And then having the dates fall off of the cluster, that constitutes dash. Whereas for Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the dash of tamarim is that there is a outer layer, a shell, or a husk around each tamar, from which, when it bangs on the floor, the tamar is extracted, and that's the problem of dash. And maybe Rashi thinks that, although it's very ambiguous what Rashi thinks. The Ran thinks Rashi thinks something else, and he struggles to understand how there could be, in the Kedusha Ran, he says there's no such thing as Disha B'mechubar, which quote comes up in the Achronim too. So the Ran has a suggestion that removing the dates from the cluster, from the stems, that constitutes dash. which is somewhat similar to Rabbi Yochananel, but not exactly, because Rabbi Yochananel is focused on the fact that it's a preparatory stage for Borer. It's certainly not like Tosfos, who thinks that it has to be within to be extracted to constitute Dush. The Ran thinks that as long as it's connected, that too is qualified as the Malacha of Dush. Okay? Any questions, comments, or observations on these three Shitas in the Rishonim? Three general shittas. These are not the only shittas, but these are three primary ways of looking at this. La halacha, it seems that we do not follow the definition of the Ran. One important expression of this is something that was raised earlier this week. The Eglital raises the question, which we'll talk about in a second, about grapes. So someone pointed out, I think Menachem raised this earlier in the week, it's so strange. Beis Yosef doesn't talk about grapes. The Rishonim don't talk about grapes. The early Achronim don't talk about grapes. No one's talking about grapes until the Eglei Tal comes along and talks about grapes. I think the simple answer to that question is that no one talked about grapes because the majority of Poskim rejected the Ran's definition of Dush, and therefore no one had a Havamina to remove a grape from a stem would violate Dush. And that's why nobody was talking about it. So the simple understanding is that it's an interesting Chiddush, but that's not the simple way to understand the Malacha of Dush, and that's why nobody was really dealing with that issue. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Shin Lamed Vav, Os Ches, the Rama writes, Shin Lamed Vav Ches, Yichur shel ilon shenifshach me'erav Shabbos mina ilon ubo peirus muta litlos shem peirus mimenu b'Shabbos. Quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. You could pull the peirus off of an ilon which was nitlash on erev Shabbos. So the Taz says here, I'm a little confused. What about ochel mitoch hashibolin? The Pashtus is, the answer is, it's not similar. There, you're talking about, like the Taz says, Lefarke goes mitok liposana yeruka. Here, you're just talking about pulling it off a branch. And when you pull something off of a branch, that's not dush. Dush is when you extract something from within something else. Yeah?
I hear what you're saying about that no one understood like the Ran. But what do they all do with the Gemara that talks about the dates?
Tosfos. Exactly what Tosfos said. That the outer layer, that's the...
That's a crazy case.
Why is it so crazy? That's... I thought that was actually...
You're going to throw a piece of dirt at a date that's going to peel it out of...
No, so here's what happens. And I think Tosfos actually thinks that Rashi thinks this too, and Rashi's explanation later on, Sabihei, of the inside of being mechuse, would be consistent with this. You take a very hard clod of earth. You throw it very hard. It hits the base of the date tree. It shakes the tree. The dates fall off of the tree. That's step one. That's kotzer. Then they hit the ground. The force of hitting the ground shakes them out of their shell, their soft shell, and that is dush. I think that's the simple understanding of the Gemara. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara.
That's what I understood Tosfos. I just always thought it was kind of a crazy case.
I think that's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
I think hard cloud of dirt for us is crazy, but for them...
That was my simple
call. It could be crazy anyway, but
it doesn't matter.
This case.
Exactly. So now, let's go to apply this question of what's the definition of dash lemaisa to the question of the grapes. Is it mutter to pull grapes off of stems? Like now we saw that the Aruch HaShulchan was a little bit upset about the Shulchan Aruch because the Shulchan Aruch does not organize the malachos according to category. If you look in the Chayadim, that's why here in Klal Yodalid, he introduces the malach of dash. The organization of the Chayadim is much clearer. There actually is no one place where we deal with Dash and Shulchan Aruch. There's a little bit in Shin Chaf, a little bit in Shin Yotes, a little bit in Shin Chaf Aleph. So it's very confusing. That's why this question of Anavim, you could ask, well, where does it appear in Shulchan Aruch? It doesn't really appear in Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do? What is the story with pulling a grape off of a grape cluster at your Shabbos table for dessert on Shabbos? So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, this is not really dash, certainly not Minat Torah, because dash is Hachana L'Breira. That's also the Sefer HaTrumah. Some of you saw that you're preparing something for Bor, which is ultimately going to be cooked. So how does that help us make it Mutar L'Gamri? So we mentioned already a few times in the previous Chaburas that every Malacha has a Pe'ula and a Tachlis. So if you look, there is a fascinating article in the Beis Yishai, in the Chidushim, from the Heiliger of Shlomo Fischer, Shalita. He has an argument that we know every malacha needs to be Dome, Betzura, in its Pe'ula, and Betachlis, to be considered an Av. And we mentioned that the Rambam, the Lashon, I think, of the Rambam was Dome, Bemiktsas, to be considered a Tolda. So Reb Shlomo Fischer has a suggestion here that in certain malachos, once you have defined the way that they are in the Mishkan with their pe'ula and their tachlis, if you are dissimilar both in the pe'ula and in the tachlis in a fundamental way, it is heter gamur. Similar to the way we explained that shita of the in the Beis Yosef about the kata de sakina, that it's a shinoi gadol, meaning it's so not doma be'ula be'tachlis, it's totally different. So here, the Beis Yishai brings a bunch of examples where he suggests that this is the answer.
How far
that,
did he go?
So he basically is collecting all of these strange cases where we're makel, even though we don't necessarily know why. And he says, because if you look at them carefully, it turns out that they are not dome in the Tzuras HaMalacha or in the Tachlis. So here's what he says about Dash. It's a Chiddush. He says this is only Lepopula, Lule Divar Abuseinu, V'Kut Shabrichu, Chadi, you know, I'm not saying this Lamaisa. He's just saying, look, the din is that he's talking here about Dash, which we're going to get to in a little bit, about the Klipa. So he says, Tzura Samaisa of Dash is B'derech Lechitza and Techinka, smashing. He says, if you're not smashing, then it's not even comparable. And kol she'olsa manas labashel, that's mimlocha miyuchedes lebnei adam, etc. But to do something in the manner of kilof or talisha, that's a tolda mitzad tachlis. But now the tachlis is not even the same tachlis, because according to Rabbi Nechananel, the tachlis is preparing it for cooking, to get it ready for borer. Here, there's no getting it ready for borer, there's no getting it ready for cooking, it's just for eating. So therefore, according to Rabbi Nechananel, taking a grape off of a stem is heter gomor, because it's not doma pe'ula or betachlis in any fashion, and it's heter gomor. Yeah.
Just to clarify, his claim is that Rabbi Nechananel
he's not talking about Rabbi Nechananel. He's explaining the din in general. So
no, I understand. So with your application to Rabbi Nechananel, what you're saying in effect is that Rabbi Nechananel's heter of it not being the shame another step of a malacha is not a halacha that's across the board from halacha dash. It's only when we're talking about perhaps these kind of variances of dash, what we call tolda.
Well, his point is that it can't just be in the tachlis, because if it's similar in the pu'ula, then you should still say that it's a tolda or something like that. But now, how did it become heter gomor? It's heter gomor because it's not doma neither pu'ula nor betachlis. He has a bunch of examples of that.
Rav Asher White says something very similar.
Okay.
He just
awesome.
He stops before that and says that anything
nothing comes afterwards, no stated afterwards, it's just not b'chalal the
malacha at all. Okay. It's the pasas l'maisa.
Okay.
Although he told us, he says they're different. That's
a chiddush and a tolda. Okay, interesting. All right, thank you. Where's it's in the Minchas Asher? You can't get. And I ordered on this week, and I got a letter yesterday. Sorry. All right. We don't have that. All right. What about Mahalach number 2? What about grapes for tosfos? So the Eishel Avram, he points out, there's no question. No one ever dealt with that. You know why? Because it's not absorbed. It's not inside. It's just attached on the outside. So there's nothing to talk about. The only discussion about dash is if it's inside. What about according to the Ran, who thinks that there is dash, even if it's not inside, if it's outside? So comes the Egle Tal and says anything which is the norm to be done immediately before achila, it is mutter. Why? Because the Miyad has a chisaron of Meleches Machsheves. He quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, which we saw is definitely clear. So he says that just like in the context of Rabbeinu Chananel is elsewhere, is just like in the context of Borer, when you do something immediate, there's a lack of Meleches Machsheves because it's Derech Achila. Anything which is the norm to be done immediately before, it's not included in the Malacha of Dash. That's his Chiddush according to the Ran. No, he's that's not the Rabbeinu Chananel that he's talking about, because he specifically quotes Rabbeinu Chananel about Meleches Machsheves, which is a block later. It's an Ayin Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom. So this is the third answer. Now this answer, even if we don't accept this answer in the sense that we don't need it because we paskin like Tosfos in terms of within, it's going to be helpful later on for other areas of foods, which according to this Mahalach, if they are normally shelled at your table, even if they are within, potentially, then that heter would still apply. So that's the first point to think about in light of these three shitas of Rishonim. What do they say about grapes? Second question, according to Rishonim, what about peels? What about peels? Orange peels, cucumber peels? Because in that case, you have something which is food inside, and you're extracting it from the thing which is on the outside. So, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and the same point from Shlomo Fischer, it's the same vart. There's no dash in peeling because you're not preparing it for anything else, and you're not doing anything which looks like disha. Disha would be smashing the mixture. Here, you're peeling it off. That's tetra number one. That's approach number one. What about Tosfos, who thinks that it is about being inside? So it could be that for Tosfos, Tosfos thinks the only problem, this, the Taz in Dalit makes this distinction, and the Prima Gaudim picks it up. Maybe for Tosfos, the only time you could think about Dash is when you have, the original concept is when you have a kernel and it's surrounded by a husk. But the husk is not attached, it's not glued to the kernel, it's pocket va'akir. So it's ironic, but removing the shell, which is not davuk to the item, that's dash. But to remove a klipa, which is davuk, that's not dash. This is the Eshel Avram here in the Hakdama to Shin Chav points this out, that the only kind of dash that you have is when it's not mechubar. Now, the Taz brings it up, it's in the context of the Sharvitin. The Taz brings it up, actually, in that case, it's actually the reverse, where the pods are already detached, versus if they were attached, it would be more mako. So it's in the reverse case, the Sharvitin, in the Magen Avraham, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But according to Tosfos, perhaps that's why you're allowed to peel from a dash perspective, because dash is only when you have something which is trapped inside, not if it's an actual peel. But the third option here is that, according to the Ran, if you're doing something which is kodem achila, so then if it's normally done, this is a cucumber or an orange. Oranges and cucumbers, especially if you would distinguish, which I think you can, between juice oranges and eating oranges, two different minim. So if it's done right before the meal, then it's going to be mutter without a problem. Although, if you look in the Magen Avraham in Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed, the Magen Avraham points out that would be true, except that there's going to be a problem of Borer if it's not being done Miyad, Ein Sham.
Mr. Gur also likes that Magen Avraham,
that's a problem of Borer. So it could be a separate, but that's a separate problem. Now, one other argument here, which fits into some of this, and it's important to keep in mind. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Shin Chaf Aleph, in his Haggah, where Lecho la'altar is shari liklof shum b'tzom k'shakolif lecho la'altar. So Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a different hesper why a klipa is mutter. He says a klipa is mutter, and I think this hesper will certainly work for the Ran and maybe others. He says because the klipa is bottle to the pri. The klipa is bottle to the pri. And that fits very well, because if you look, that fits very well in the Shulchan Aruch, because if you look in the Pri Megadim, in the Eish El Avram, in Shin Yotes, in Os Ches, explaining the Rama, who says there's a difference between the egozim that have the green husk versus having the hard shell. The green husk is way on the outside. The hard shell is further on the inside. The same thing sometimes you have a peel that's like very thin on top of the thing. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that, what's that?
Peanuts.
Like peanuts. You have the outer shell and then you have the inner shell. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the inner film, that's bottle to the pri. And therefore, you can't consider that, even though it might even be psolus, you can't consider that psolus because it's bottle to the pri.
Can you tell where's that reading?
Rabbi Kiva Eger is in, it's in Sif Yutes Bahagah in Shin Chav Aleph. Take a look. So we have a number of reasons why and how it's mutter to pick anavim off of the eshkol, and a number of reasons why removing a klipa doesn't constitute dash, even though according to the Magen Avraham it might be a problem of borer. Now we did mention that the idea of the Eglei Tal, that there is a heter of dash of something which is normally done at your table, not in the field, will be matra to be done la'altar, and even samach l'suda, just like Hilchos Borer, which we'll get to. This, however, according to the Eglei Tal, is only a heter in reference to the kinds of things which are usually done at the table. There might have been, you could have suggested that there is a broader heter of dash of la'altar, but this does not seem to be accepted la'halacha. When it comes to borer, there is a question. The Magen Avraham actually himself rejects the idea of a heter of la'altar for borer, so they're certainly not true for dash. The Magen Avraham says there is no such heter as of la'altar in borer. It's just not derech borer. It's not borer liotzer, which we'll get to. But there is a Hagos Maimoni who quotes from the Smag that there is a heter of la'altar. And the Eglei Tal rejects this. Similarly, if you look in the Pri Megadim and the Kalkelas HaShabbos, the Magen Avraham as well, the Magen Avraham is in Shin Chaf and Sifkat and Zion, who rejects the idea of a heter la'altar. But even though there's no heter la'altar, you still have that quasi la'altar of the Eglei Tal. So we talked about grapes, we talked about klipos, and how that relates to the la'altar. But now we get to one more topic for today, and that is the topic of melilos, which is pertinent to shelling and opening nuts. So the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara has on Yud Beis Amud Beis and on Yud Gimel Amud Beis a description of molding melilos, which the best way I think is described. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Yud Tes in Os Chav Gimel, he describes how Melila is different than Disha, that Melila, when you take kernels that are inside of their husk and you bang them together with your hands, when you do Melila, the Ochel falls down, rather than when you do Disha, the chaff falls away. That's what he says is the normal way of doing melila would be like this with your full hand. So the Gemara says in Beitza, that's what he says, yeah. The melila causes the ochel to fall down. So if you look in Beitza on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara has a discussion. Here it's in the context of Gemar for Meiser, Hamola Melilos Me'er of Shabbos, L'machar Menapeach Me'yad L'yad V'yochel, because now, once you did the Melil on Erev Shabbos, they are extracted, you just need to separate it, so you can do Menapeach Me'yad L'yad, that's not a problem with Boer on Shabbos. Rashi says, Molin Malilos, Didosh Kalachar Yadhu, Vafilu Bishavis Lav Daraisu, Elamid Rabbanav, Uviyomtav Logosar. So the Gemara on Yudbeis Amud Beis presents that there's an Isser Malila. Some Rishonim think that this is Daraisa, but Rashi says that it's Darabanan. Malila on Shabbos is Darabanan. It's Dosh Kalachar Yad. Why is it Dosh Kalachar Yad? Because even when you do like this, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that's not the normal way of threshing. Great. But then the Gemara says, on Yudgimel Amud Beis, HaMakalif Seorim Makalif Achas Achas Fa'ochel, and Rabbi Lezer says, V'chein L'Shabbos. So what's going on? It sounds like you're allowed to do the kiluf, you're allowed to peel, which is similar to melila, where you're rubbing off the husk, the shell, whatever you call it, on Shabbos. Not only that, we have a maisa, debesu de rebechia, and debesu of rav, they were mekalfi kasi kasi. They did cups and cups full. So how does that work? And then the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that Chavile Peya, these kinds of certain kinds of legumes, you're also allowed to remove the husks. So how do you figure this out? Are you allowed to do Melila on Shabbos? And if yes, why? So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that the whole point is to be mechanit for Breira. Well, if you're sitting at your dining room table, then you're not being mechanit lebreira. And the case here is that you're doing a shinoi of using your hands. So the chiddush is, the Gemara is explaining that since you did a shinoi and it's not for the purpose of Breira, so that goes back to that original svara, like we said, that it's going to be mutter. That's one way of understanding this, and that's why it's going to be mutter on Shabbos, Ayde Shinoi. The other way is to say that, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. Even Ayde Shinoi, Malilos, those are wheat kernels, which are usually done in advance, and the Egelei Tal would say that even Ayde Shinoi, it should not be allowed on Shabbos. How can you allow it on Shabbos? These two, right, conflicting svaras are going to be played out in the Machlokas Rishonim. Because if you look in the Rif and in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif is in Beitza. I think it's also the Ran is also in Shabbos. The Ran is in both places. The Rif, I think, is in Beitza. Shulchan Aruch is in Shin Yutes Sivav. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to be Mola Malilos on Shabbos with a Shinoi based on the Rambam and the Rif. However, Tosfos here in Beitza and Yudgimel Amud Beis says absolutely not. And when the Gemara says that they were makalfu kasi kasi, that was only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. So the Ran in both places says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says in Shabbos Beferish that you're allowed to do that. So first of all, in Shabbos, the Balamor, he says, oh, there's a chiluk between the Peya over there and the Melilos over here. I did not understand 100% what the Balamor was saying, because he doesn't really explain how those legumes are different than this wheat, but that's one chiluk, and the Ran quotes it. But it's in the Balamor there on Shabbos, on the page. The other quote, the other idea that the Ran quotes, and it's in the Mordechai in Beitz, I think it's in Tav Shin Samach Aleph, I think. So he quotes that the Mordechai says, yeah, you know why it was mutter over there in Shabbos? Because you weren't actually peeling it. You were just softening it. Just l'rachich, but you weren't actually extracting it. And this is the source of the Ramah and the Yesh Machmirim. And that Machmirim, Yesh Machmirim, the Magen Avram says there in Shin Yotes, oh, that's the cause of the Mordechai, because it's only mutter, dafka l'rachich. So now, what do we have? According to the Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing wrong with cracking open stuff with your fingers to remove the shells. That's molin melilos. You're doing it with your fingers. That's a shinoi. That's not the normal way of dash. That's no problem. What about for Ashkenazim? So for Ashkenazim, the Ramah says that it's no good. Ah, but the Egelei Tal said, yeah, that's because you're talking about melilos. But if you're talking about, what do you call those? The garinim.
Sunflower
seeds. Or other kinds of, like pistachio nuts. It's very common to shell pistachio nuts at your table. It's sarachin about peanuts, because you have to don Not sure what you say about peanuts. I can hear two ways. On the one hand, you could say, look, there's peanuts that are packed specifically for your table. They sell them in bags, and you eat them at the baseball game. But the majority of peanuts are made into peanut butter, and they're shelled commercially. So it's a little bit of a tzarchian.
Right, those are much bigger, though.
So that's what I'm saying. Tzarchin, you have to figure out if you can call them two minim, and you could say the peanuts for your table are different from general peanuts that go there. Oh, so now, one last point in this context, because the Magen Avraham says, well, what about, based on this, but what about if you have pods? You have little pods which that have little peas in them. So those are sharvitin that have kidneys in them. It sounds like for the Ramah, that should be also to open up with your hands even. So how could it be that people are makel on this? So he says one answer is that the outside is lach and it's roi lachila. Sometimes you get sugar snap peas, I believe they're called. So snap peas, you can eat them outside. Lots of people eat the outside. So then it's ochel me'ochel. It's ochel me'ochel. It's not dash at all. Because dash, as the Prima Gunna points out, is only ochel from psolis. That's one option. The Taz says, well, it depends if the little pods have the peas detached or still attached. If they're detached, the problem, attached, not a problem. But the other issue is that the Aruch HaShulchan presents that maybe it's different if they are still attached to their sharvit, then you could say it's more like tolish and not like dush, similar to that argument of the Ran earlier on. But I think halacha lemaisa, the poskim suggests that you should not do this. If you look in the Aruch HaShavos here, which is a great sefer, those who are not familiar with it, in Psak Halacha, very balanced, beautiful, incredibly well-researched sefer from Rav Rubin, he says, when it comes to pitzuach egozim and shkedim, he says it's mutter. Why? Because what the Egle Tal said. Because it's normally pitzuachim and shkedim you do at your table. Talishas anavim, also mutter. However, when it comes to kidneys, tarmilim shel kidneys kegon afunim chayotzim ein lafarkas ha'ochel mitochem, unless the tarmil is roi la'achila. And that's what, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, even though he tries to be malam itzkus a little bit, he says we should really tell all the balabatim that when you have these legumes, people should not peel it off. You should not take out the pods. And then the last thing he adds in this parak, which is in Parak Dalet, in Os Zion, he says, bananas, which are connected to each other, there's no problem of dash in that. And the same thing if you have a branch that has multiple in ches, you have fruits which are tied to this branch, it's mutter to remove them from there because that's also not dash, similar to what we said in that Ramah. So to summarize, we mentioned that there were several definitions in the Rishonim of how to understand the Malacha of Dash, and that's going to play out in how we understand the permissibility of eating Anovim and shelling and taking off Klippas, and even though there's no Heter of Le'alter, the question of Malilos, Svardim are more Mekel, Ashkenazim are more Machmer, but even within Ashkenazim, we have the Heter of the Egle Tal, things that are normally done at your table, or just pulling off from the outside, according to those who don't, except the Ran, more like that Ramah in the end of Shin Lamed Vav.